Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, at least five people have been killed and 12 injured in a shooting in Jerusalem, according to Israel's ambulance service this morning. Israeli police said two terrorists, as they described them, opened fire towards a bus stop on the city's northern outskirts and have been neutralised. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is currently at the scene speaking to the press. Let's get more on this now with Sukhandra Kamani, foreign affairs correspondent with Channel 4 News. Sukhandra, thank you for being with us this morning. And I know that the details are still emerging. We have Channel 12 TV in Israel reporting that gunmen boarded a bus and opened fire. What have you heard about what happened?
Well, I've just been looking through footage from the aftermath and some footage that was recorded by a vehicle's dash cam of the incident itself. Not exactly clear to me whether the gunmen had boarded the bus or whether they were firing from the street. But certainly what we know is, as you say, a shooting incident took place this morning in East Jerusalem, in which at least five people have been killed and a number of others injured. From the videos I've been seeing and the eyewitnesses reports that I've been looking through, it seems as if a bus had already pulled up due to some kind of vehicular problem, and then gunmen approached the vehicle as people were getting off it and opened fire. This is the first shooting of its kind on its scale in Jerusalem for around 2 years now. As you say, Prime Minister Netanyahu was there at the scene. He was talking to journalists and saying that this is part of Israel's, what he described, war on many fronts. So drawing analogies to Israel's ongoing assault on Gaza, as well as Israeli activity in the occupied West Bank, where the Israeli army has today said that troops are encircling two villages close to the city of Ramallah, from where the two gunmen in today's incident are believed to be from. They'll be carrying out raids, arrests and increasing checkpoints there. Mm.
And I see now in the last couple of minutes that the Israeli foreign minister has been speaking during a visit to Budapest. And he says that six have been killed in that bus stop shooting in Jerusalem, saying that others were injured and they included a pregnant woman. But no group, there's been no claim of responsibility here as of yet, has there, Sukhandra?
No claim of responsibility. Hamas has praised the attack, and that is a model that it often adopts, where attacks are carried out by smaller cells of gunmen, not necessarily directed by a key Hamas operative, but perhaps broadly in line with their ideology or affiliated with the group in some way. I mean, there's been consistent concern within Israel about an eruption of violence occurring in the occupied West Bank and in Jerusalem as well, throughout the war with Gaza. But actually, the Israeli security services, the Israeli secret services, have managed to thwart a large number of attacks. They've also implemented very harsh, many would say draconian measures in the occupied West Bank, restricting movements from there of Palestinians into Israel and Jerusalem.
Sukhandra, thank you very much for that update on that breaking story from Jerusalem, where up to six people now have died in that shooting attack. More details are emerging. We'll bring them to you as and when we get them.